This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Yo, what up, what up? This is Elder Sensei. You are checking out Sarah Love, Mice Diggy. Y'all got to know one thing right now. This lady on the turntables is a monster. And I can say that because I know her, and she got skills. And y'all got to know what it is. Elder Sensei, Artifacts. Peace. We out.
Peace. Mm-hmm. What's up, party people? That was our man, Elder Sensei, who was on the show last week. But first, before we get into all that good stuff, we got to send a big shout out to Ian Bolesworth for the last 2 hours. He's been taking care of you right here on FUBAR Radio. Let's see how long Mice can just say for the show. And remember, you can listen back to all the welcome, Ali. It's so lovely to have you here. Our tech guy has just invaded the studio. And no, but you can listen back to all the FUBAR shows on the website. Last year this show began, but last week we brought you part one of our special feature with the Artifacts. So if you missed that was the interview with Elder Sensei. Hit up FUBARradio.com/hip-hop. That was your cue, Mice, for another. We're switching it up from damn right. And today, another jam-packed show. We have a guest hosted. Special that's just guest. A button that Mice isn't actually here. It's just a button. But we have our brother from another.
Yo.
Chuda is in the studio Aloha. With us. What's up, Chuda?
It's all good, thank you. It's all good. Once again, very nice to be back here.
AKA
sun was out again today.
Chewbacca.
I know. I'm serious. This winter guilt is like, I was suffering today, man. Yeah. I'm like on the goose down, like fur neck. Yep. It's faux fur, okay?
I've got my long johns in my backpack. Yeah. I'm not risking
don't
it.
Know.
Long johns in the backpack. You can just run in. Yeah, I just want to use the toilet. Sorry, that's the only thing I go in McDonald's for. Use the toilet so I can put on my long johns because of my winter guilt.
Yeah.
Winter guilt factor is where we at now. Yeah. It was high
today. Woo. It felt like about an 8. With a little factor 8.
The sky, man. You got this pastely. You know, the sky's looking real. You want to be out there, but you just don't trust it. You're like, I don't know about all this.
Don't
shit,
try
like,
and fool me. I'm smarter than that. Then you get out there and you're like, we have a jam-packed show for you as always. We are bringing you part two of our special feature with New Jersey's finest artifacts. We're going to be hearing from the one and only Tame One later. This is a really dope interview, and he's a lovely guy. So don't go anywhere. Make sure you are locked for that. Plus, my Sack Hayes is in infiltrating the studio once again.
You're damn right. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, he's already here. In spirit, and he's going to be investigating. So we need your help for those life hacks, people. And we got our party guide. You know, it's the illest party guide. We're directing you to, you know, all the history of hip hop. We're bringing you those interviews, the newest talent on the block. Plus, where you need to go if you want to party.
Yeah, damn right.
Stay tuned for that.
And speaking of live people ripping the mic, we've got an open mic coming up later too, and that's going to be very fresh. And new music on the way as well. Joker Star bought us something new. Children of Zeus. And Rooster Jokes. I think as a rule, we can only say his name in a Yorkshire accent.
Yeah, Yorkshire
Rooster Jokes.
Rooster Jokes. you got a bit of that Rooster Jokes there. Can you batter it for me as well?
That's I like Rooster Jokes.
I like a bit of Rooster Jokes.
Have you heard any of Rooster's jokes? It's quite funny.
Rooster Jokes is jokes.
Oh, God, we need to track down Rooster Jokes now. it's not a diss or anything, Rooster Jokes, if you're listening to us. Yeah, that's love. But we want to hear from you guys. hiphop@fubarradio.com. Email us or find us on the Twitter box at, Twitter machine, sorry. Twitter machine.
At FUBAR Radio.
And my Stiggy is on there too, and I'm up there with DJ Sarah Love. And what's your...
Chudate. Chrudat. Those are all
look
our handles.
Look at you.
Look at you, girl.
And we got a very special big up coming up right after this.
Yes.
I dream big, I dream big. Terminology. She looks, yeah. SP, Buck Wild on the beat, I don't sell drugs, I'm a rhyme seller. Saving for the crib with the wine cellar. Other crib got the high rise elevator. Skydive out the window and hit a jet propeller. Trying to cop me a skyscraper with my paper. Make my bank account balance multiply major. It's all mathematics, my whip and my chain matches. I ain't trying to hang with these average chickens, my aim is lavish. Fortune 500 on my mind, cousin. Pick a Porsche, lift the doors, suicide stunting. You ever see the eyes on a gold digger? Like a goldfish floating down the cold river. Baby sharks in the fish tank. Corporate accounts in the Swiss bank. Still, I know it's hard to believe, but I work so hard, I'm like, can I just dream? I dream big. I dream big. I dream big. It was all a dream.
Dream big.
I dream big.
No doubt. Terminology.
I dream big.
D-Block. She loots.
I dream big.
Uh-huh.
It was all a dream.
Dream big.
I dream big. All these white presidents, now we got a nigga. You would think that would take some power from the pig.
Nah,
but nope, they're killing us right where we fucking live.
Damn.
From crack rocks to niggas worrying about the hip. Should I preach? Uh-huh. Or should I rap about some shit you can't reach?
Go
hold
ahead,
up,
son.
I dream big. Ferraris, weed blowed up.
Okay.
Rolex on, frontin' with my sleeve rolled
you
up. I dream big. G5, Pilot Directions.
Uh-huh.
10 bitches on there with ass injections.
Man,
I throw that money at them like I'm up in Perfections. Chinese guy in these different complexions. My niggas coming home with no parole. Artists be artists, and these labels not controlling their soul. Back to back Dutchess like I'm smoking a cig. Some think about Tupac, but me and LOX, we dream big.
I dream big.
I dream big. I dream big. I dream big. It was all a dream.
Dream big.
I dream big. I dream big.
Turn what up. Loot what up.
I dream big.
Static what up.
It was all a dream.
Dream big.
I dream big. Used to hustle work right out of a fiend's crib. Made a little cash when he was down on the phone. Used to fall asleep and dream about the islands I own. Had an aircraft carrier to carry the jets. Fleet of the whips and all of the set. The quarterback bought the whole front line of Rolex. Perpetual peace, connect with the streets. Dissecting the beats till the lessons complete. And whoever try to test, know the weapons release. I dream big, took me a nap, it seemed big. Woke and let the smoke start spitting some mean shit. Helicopters and Cartiers, chicks of the green six and the white five. Reciting Melly Mel on white lines. Hedge fund money and pipelines. Leave it with your family, live out your lifetime.
I dream big. I dream big. I dream big. It was all a dream.
Dream big.
Very nice.
That's
I like
tune.
That.
Big, bruh.
Yeah, terminology.
Bruh.
And that track's called I Dream Big.
Yeah, I like that beat, man.
Yeah, that's a Buckwild on the beat featuring Sheik Looch and Styles P, of course. More Politics, the album is out on November 18th. He's also got beats on there from Q-Tip, High Tech, Knots, Just Blaze, and Static Selector. So, yeah, he's kind of covered a lot of
Static Selector. Go on, do the Static Selector again.
That was just
it's one of those mixtapes, isn't it?
Static Selector.
That was good. That was good.
You're listening to
Static Selector.
Clue.
Yeah. What other female ones are there? Like, we'll have to think.
Yeah. There aren't many.
Because my
PF Cutting.
I don't know that one.
Was that a chick?
Isn't that a chick?
I don't know if it was
whoops.
Just ooh.
Whoops.
That's yeah. Anyway. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't at home getting, you know what I'm saying, frisky to that point.
Wow, anyway. But welcome to the show. You know, every Monday, 4 p.m, me and Mice are here bringing you that real live good hip-hop business.
Exactly. The
yes.
Hip-hop show right here on Fubar Radio, giving you exactly what you need, mother lovers. And you know, right about now is that time that we have to... Do you know what Sarah likes to do?
What does she normally do every week?
You know,
something negative in the world.
Two negatives make a positive.
Yes.
Somehow, some way. No? Three
so
negatives.
So, today is two negatives that we're going to do. The Winter Girl.
Well, yeah, Winter Girl.
But the positive side of that was.
the fact that it was actually quite warm.
It was actually quite nice.
It was actually, yeah.
So, you know.
You see what I'm talking about? That's the attitude that I want to promote, Mice.
You go out there with, like, fucking ski boots.
No, I was pissed.
You know what I mean?
Freaking sunny.
Yeah.
All layers, got freaking
everything.
Heat tech.
Leg warmers, you know what I mean? And then you come out and you're like, oh, shit, it's sunny already.
Like,
fuck
God.
It, though. At least I could work on my tan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know honestly, what I mean? I the need little that bit vitamin that's, D. But true. Yes, no, this part of the show is all about that positivity, you know, because there's so much good stuff happening in the world and we all need to remember that. And honestly, I do think there are two sides to every coin, you know, and you can pick to look at something in the negative way, like, God damn, I've got to carry this goose down jacket now for the rest of the day.
Yep.
Or you could be like, the sun is shining.
And I got a little work out of it because I did bust
and
a sweat under
legs.
My armpit. So, you know, the little blood I got to have flowing, you know what I mean? So,
your CV.
Yeah,
something positive out of it. I don't know, but.
Yeah.
You got to work on it.
I'm still the former.
And so that's why we like to dedicate this, you know, and start off on a positive tip by sending out some very important shout outs. And first up, we have to send a very special
big up.
To 14 years ago, to this weekend, we lost Jam Master Jay.
Was it 14 years ago?
14 years. That's 14 like years a young ago, adult. That's like
crazy.
A great. That was
Bloody
on October 30th, 2002. Mm. He was recording at his music studio in Jamaica, Queens, and he was shot and murdered by still an unknown assailant.
Serious? They still ain't caught the assailant?
Mm-hmm.
And wasn't 50 was in there, wasn't he? 50 Cent was in the studio.
Was he actually in the studio? I know he played. He was played a role in 50's career in it.
Yeah, before he actually got really big.
Yeah, Jay had it. He had his eye on the prize, though, didn't he? Really? I remember. Do you remember the afros? He brought them on.
No.
Put the afros on, kicking Afrolytics.
No.
And wow.
Onyx. And Onyx as
yeah,
well.
No, yeah, no, there's nothing. And that's what I mean. That's
he brought Onyx.
Mm.
Wow, that's crazy.
And I just think also, he's one of the coolest looking dudes ever in hip hop.
Mm.
Like, and he's got to be one of the most important, you know, Run DMC,
yeah.
Come on, like,
no,
that's
yeah,
the pinnacle
yeah, yeah.
of hip hop. And they
over.
Took hip hop from the streets to the suburbs. Like,
yeah.
They played such an integral role. Their music's still relevant today and still killing
definitely.
It as well. And Jam Master Jay was such a big part of that. And at the same time, you know, him being someone who brought through so many artists as well. So I just think he's an important character never to forget. And
Legend,
it warmed my heart when I was DJing in Melbourne in Australia, and then I went through this hood, and there was like this massive piece on the side of the building, this ill graph piece just
with
the Jam Master Jay. I was just like, do you see what I mean? To be in the end of the earth,
yeah.
And there it's like people are like, this guy's important
that's
to us, so you know, we love you so much.
Yeah.
And you know, also there's so much good things going on in the world that we just this big up section is just getting more and more rammed each week. 2 days ago, Q-Tip announced on his Instagram that in 2 weeks' time there's gonna be a new and final Tribe Called Quest album.
Wow.
That's deep. That's
that deep.
Like everybody was. Tell me you weren't following somebody that. Yeah. Didn't post that frigging letter that he wrote. Everyone was posting. You must have read it a bunch of times.
Yeah.
And the amazing thing is, and I was just thinking like, wow, Faisal, all that time, Faisal knew. They did a really good job of holding that down because nobody knew.
No one.
But you never know. Maybe it was one of those things where they weren't entirely sure which way it was going to go at those kind of
true.
Times and everything. So it wasn't at a stage to like
point.
Be chatting
yeah.
about it. We might have to even replay it because I remember, you know, when we had Fife on this show, Mice, that was one of the last interviews he ever did in the UK.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that was during his last tour here. But yeah, this whole project, this new the new Tribe album, it was conceived after Tribe reunited on the Tonight Show last year in the States, and that was for their first TV performance in 18 years. And then immediately after that, because that was the same day that all those bombings happened in Paris,
yeah.
And so I think something happened, and they immediately went to the studio to make new music. And then Fife passed, and so Tip and the guys brought through Busta Rhymes and Consequence to help complete the project and everything. And then Q-Tip on his Instagram when he announced this, he said, "No, this isn't filled with." Pure with old Fife bars.
Yeah.
This is that pure unstepped on pure. And on November 11th,
that's
2016,
a drug reference for all the people who didn't know.
Thank you very much.
The innocent people like me. Yeah.
Right.
And on November 11th, we will complete our Paths of Rhythm. So join us.
So I mean, because the thing of the talk was always that they've got one more album, left on their contract. Right. That was the end of that Michael Rapaport documentary. That was the last thing that was said, is they still have one album left on their contract. So people are like, oh, what? But then, you know, the amount of, like, back and forth between them all in terms of arguing, and, you know, the negative energies felt like, okay, I don't think it's going to happen. And then even, you know, with Cerevit, when we interviewed him, that he said, he was like, this is Five Dog, formerly of a Tribal Quest. So you're like, wow, this is dead. And then for them to just drop that bomb, you're like, wow.
It probably just felt like that came out of nowhere. When the first post I saw about it, I was like, come on, this person, they got it right. Mm. And the thing, and then it was like a bit more research. I was like, damn.
Yeah, it's crazy. So that's
exciting. But it's going to be deep, though, listening to, you know, the last bars from Fife from Beyond the Grave.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Like, when you think about it, kind of thing, it's gonna be emotional, man. Yeah. And then another very special
Big up
today is Farrah Monch's birthday.
Hey.
Another happy birthday.
Oh man, I gotta give myself a stranger later on for that. Farrah
Monch's birthday. That for you, actually.
Everyone gotta do a stranger later on tonight. At the same time.
In tribute. That's going to be Farrah Monch's legacy now. In tribute to Farrah Monch, give yourself a stranger, seeing as it's his birthday today. So, you know, happy birthday, Farrah. He's another guest on the show. So make sure you hit up our page, foobarradio.com/hiphop, because you can listen back to the interview when Farrah was live in the studio with us. But I thought, let's play you a little clip from when he was here on the show, and he was talking to us about covering Public Enemy.
Speaking of PE, so Munch, you got a really good Chuck D impersonation, right? Yeah. Now, come on, man.
Hey, remember, this show is syndicated on Chuck Station.
I was like, what?
I heard the record, and I was in the car, and a lot of times when I'm trying to figure out a vibe or a flow, I'll say other people's rhymes.
Oh, serious?
You know, I'll say some OC rhymes or some Mos Def rhymes or some Prince Po, and I just be trying to figure out what the vibe is, freestyling. And those rhymes came up, and I was like, yo, that would be dope if I, you know, did a cover.
Mm.
And I was like, it'd be whack if I just do it. So I gotta get in touch with Chuck and ask him.
First of all.
Because I wanted to do it, you know, so.
Wow.
He gave me the nod, and then I just was like, all right, I'm going to try to get the voice and everything.
But so. I'm sure you've been practicing that voice for years, being a Chuck fan.
Yeah, definitely, yeah, man. Definitely.
Did you get any feedback from him?
Oh, he loved the record. I sent it to him. As soon as I laid the verse, I sent it to him. He gave me the thumbs up.
Nice.
So that was a highlight, you know. Doing that record, man, it didn't feel a way. Like, they're that legendary that you could cover of, you know, I didn't feel a way as a lyricist, like, not, they're that legendary, so it felt right. I just wanted to say that.
Well, you pulled it off, man. Definitely. The voice was just like, oh shit, that's Chuck D.
But also to revive a track like that as well, because I'm sure there were probably lots of people who maybe they weren't that familiar with PE,
but that's the thing about the culture, though. The record dropped and people were gravitated to that record, giving me props, and I'm like, you gotta hear the original. And they were like, what's the what?
Wow.
And I'm like, nah. You know, they're young, they didn't, you know,
hip hop people.
So yeah, so I got to put them on, you know, to the original as well, and that's what it's about too.
Oh, see what I'm saying? These great people like Jam Master Jay, they're putting on young talent, bringing people through, opening doors. And again, like Farrah Monch is saying, they're doing a cover like that was also about putting young cats onto classic music that you need to know about, that's going to enrich your life. So happy birthday, Farrah Monch. We love you so much. You are a true great. And when Farrah was in the studio, I remember Mai saying, if Farrah Monch ain't in your top five MCs,
yeah, you
need to question.
One yourself. Yeah. I love that one. Yourself.
I always wanted to use that phrase.
You've yourself. Been waiting all these years.
Yeah, all these years, man. I knew it was going to come up at some point in my
big
life.
Big moment, man.
Farrah, come on, man.
Who's in your other four then for you?
For me?
Ooh. I know a few that are in Mice's top five.
Yeah, see, the top five is quite hard because you're narrowing it down, but definitely up there.
Too short.
Yeah, too short. Come on, man.
Yeah, come, Jackie, go on.
Too short. I'd say
Bobby Shmurda.
Well, look, yeah, Shmurda for sure. Like, Shmurda. Have you lot heard of 21 Savage? My man is real. Real.
You can see the eyes, people.
God, don't see the eyes.
His music is whack, but he is real.
You need.
That's how people. That's what it sounds like to me when people bigging up like any and everything. I'm like, right, okay. Oh, oh, wow, it's real. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, what he's like hustling. It's like from his heart and like it's real. All right, fucking hell. But anyway, in my top five, it's really hard to say, but I would cram. I'd say like Black Thought's up there.
Yeah.
Pun is up there. Big L is up there.
Big Girls are probably
Sean
my
Price
top
is
five
up
too.
There.
Wow, hold on, isn't that six now?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's hard to cram them all in. Yeah. I'd try and squeeze. If it was a lift that can only fit five people, I'd do my best to try and fit Big Pun, Big Girl.
If the building was burning,
give up after Big Pun, innit? Yeah. In that lift.
What like, about any UK MCs? Do they make it?
Yeah, like Bad Bones.
Yeah.
Bionic. So he's like one of my favorite MCD.
Bionic man, definitely. Super T for me as well.
Yeah, Super T was sick.
This is making me.
Who else is there? There's a few, man. There's like, obviously, like Jargon. That's one of my favorite as well.
Jargon.
Who else is there? There's some pioneers, man. You know, obviously, the Twangs, Chester P.
It's crazy just you reeling off these names to think how many G's like are in this country, man, who don't get enough love, you know. So send us who's in your top five. Hit us up.
Who's in your top five?
FubarRadio.com. We'd love to hear that. Yeah, it's always exciting topics going forward. But I thought it was only correct that we played something called Pharaoh Monchers today, seeing as it is his birthday. So I'll give you the selection. Either you can hear Bad Motherfucker or No Mercy featuring M.O.P.
Come on, man. No Mercy.
You know, that's probably one of my favourites.
You mentioned
M.O.P.
I get the steroid sweats.
I felt my biceps were I'm ready to be careful, too. I might box you up.
Wild out, let's go.
Yeah, so happy birthday, Pharaoh Monch.
Yeah, yeah.
This one is for you.
Birthday, mine.
These are two of my favourite acts of all time, Pharaoh Monch and M.O.P. on one track, man.
Jeez.
God damn! And straight after this, my Sag Haze is in the building, y'all.
Two times four. What you want to cry for? You know that my hammer is heavy and it got
the ways that niggas usually fall. I'm abusing them all. Now when the real killers please stand, get up against the wall. Make it easy on yourself. There's no sleep when I catch you on the street. I'll lift the ground right from up under your feet. That's words and lie. Be a man and prepare to die. It's the return of the hooded soldier. Your man should have told you.
Be cautious if he's walking sideways.
Intended to blaze.
First family.
That's very much. Study a criminal way.
Show no mercy.
For the love of this shit, me and niggas are bloodthirsty. Drop.
Low.
Block.
Hammer.
Aim.
Cop. Show no mercy.
For the love of this shit, me and niggas are bloodthirsty. Drop.
Low.
Block.
Hammer.
Aim.
Cop.
Yo, what up, what up? This is Elder Sensei. You are checking out Sarah Love, Mice Diggy. Y'all got to know one thing right now. This lady on the turntables is a monster. And I can say that because I know her and she got skills. And y'all got to know what it is. Elder Sensei, Artifacts. Peace. We out.
And yeah, of course, that was the classic jam from
that was really
Internal
out.
Flash.
Let me take my jumper off for this. I got a little flash sweat. You know, sorry. When you get a flash sweat.
Sorry. That's the winter guilt climate.
Yeah. You know, you're driving and you think something and it's like, like something on your eyelash.
Or
you think something was coming towards the window, but
and then suddenly that sweat back.
Yeah, it's just a little speck on your eyelash.
Got to lean forward. Wow, destructive.
Yeah. That happened just then.
Man, that's a banger. Pharaoh Monch.
I know. Alchemist on the
MIP.
Cut. So many jazz.
Was that Alchemist?
Really?
I didn't even know that shit, man.
And like Mice was saying on that intro of the track, it's like the calm before the storm before the beat drops. I've got to see them do that live one day, man.
MIP live is ridiculous.
I was just about to say, both of them, probably two of the best shows in hip-hop around today, I would say. MIP and Pharaoh Monch. Like, you feel like you really got your money's worth when you go.
Yeah, you go and you feel like you seen a show. It's not just you've seen someone perform some of the tracks that you like. It's like you've seen, oh wow, they put in the work to make this look and sound great.
Love them. It's Fubar Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love. We have our guest brother in the house.
Chudette.
Welcome,
how you guys
Chu.
Doing? Yeah, all good.
And it's good. About to be that takeover. Mice just had to nip out to the toilet, but never fear.
Mysac Hayes is here, bitches and bitchettes, that's right. Welcome down to the Fubar Radio Cafe, where we give you exactly what you mother lovers need. Ha ha! We got a special guest in the house, Chewy Newton.
Hey,
what's going on, man? You
right
know what I'm
on,
saying?
Right
a special
on.
Guest, BJ Terry Love.
Oh.
And I'll be that mother lover, Mysac Hayes. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, Mysac Hayes, and I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
Hey, I was about to say mother lover, bitches. And this week's investigation.
What were you investigating, man? What was your case study?
Gee, you know what? I tried to catch up on the horror films. That's what you do around this time, right? You know?
Yep.
Like, you're too old to be trick-or-treating. Like, I go trick-or-treating, I end up in jail. You know? Like, I'm really trick-or-treating. Like, all I want is a couple of lollipops, maybe some...
Just a bit peckish.
Yeah, toffees. You know what I mean? Just a bit peckish.
You just want some free sweets.
Yeah.
Just something.
Nah, me and my friend actually at the weekend were saying that. Should we just dress up, literally?
Just get some food.
Like, imagine two adults just turning up your house, like, trick-or-treat.
Trick-or-treat, like, something. You know what I mean? Some bread and butter.
Not even make any effort. Just go in there, normal clothes. Right, mate? Trick-or-treat.
Yeah.
Crackers. Just something. I ain't got no food.
I'm just really hungry, man.
Yeah, it's a corned beef. I'll settle for corned beef.
People would be handing over stuff out of fear.
Yeah.
I swear. Damn,
yeah, so
idea.
I was catching up on the horror flicks. I was like, wow, I watched one, this film called The Invitation.
Okay.
Nowadays, it isn't horror like it used to be, where it's like, gore and whatnot.
Yeah.
Now it's like psychological. But I've never had a film make me feel paranoid.
Like, I started feeling, there's a character in there, he's that paranoid that you start thinking to yourself, right, my man's really paranoid because he thinks that the shit, it does seem like they, and you go, oh shit, am I paranoid thinking that? Like, you know, I've never had that before.
Mm-mm, yeah, and it just really made me think
about
head.
It. Yeah, it really got to my head. I was like, wow, man. I was trying to think about the times I've been really paranoid for, like, a stupid-ass reason. You know, like, you have the obvious...
Yeah, the obvious
You know,
ones.
When you have the whiteies, you know, the first time you get... I'm not being racist, by the way.
I know,
it's like the first time you get really high on marijuana, allegedly.
I don't know what that would feel like, but one can imagine what that would feel like.
You know, like, for me, the first time I had a whitey, and I thought I was going to die... I had like a chalice of about it was hash, yeah? And I was about 13 or something, like 13, 14. It was a chalice, hash.
Some grimy hash.
Yeah. And I just like, it's in the park, like all these older lot, yeah, try it. Yeah. And I was like, whoa. You know, like.
Then suddenly,
I don't know what happened for maybe the next 20 minutes or something, but then nighttime fell within that 20 minutes. I started like dehydrating on some next level. It started raining, but luckily we were underneath, you know. We were underneath an alleyway, yeah. So it was covered in that. And then I was sitting down. I was crouched down, like boy in the corner style. You know, Dizzy Rascal, yeah.
Right, okay.
I was boy in the corner, just crouched down. This
just
is out on,
it was gonna pass.
On the street. Yeah, just like, bro, I think I'm dying, man. And I could feel this like beating on my chest. Like, obviously, you guys can't see it at home, but I had this beating on my chest, right in the middle of my chest. And I was like, oh shit. And I looked at my friends. I was like, yeah, I think I'm dying. And they were going, gah, 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 gah. They're just laughing at me.
Loving it.
Like, it's all echoing in my head because I'm so high. And then I touched my chest to feel the beating, yeah? And then it went around both sides of my head like this. On my forehead like that. Bam, 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 bam. I was like, yo, no, I think I'm dying. And because I was so dry, my mouth was so dry. The cotton mouth was like, there was rattlesnake, tumbleweed, all types of shit, sand dunes.
Cactus in there.
Yeah, cactus in there. Like, yo, it's dry up in here, bro.
Yeah.
And then I went outside. This is me. I just looked up to the clouds. Like that.
Oh, man.
I was like, that was some paranoia. Wait, I can't believe I just told you.
How long you broadcast it? How long did that take to pass?
Put it this way. I think after a few gulps of rainwater, yeah, I started settling down again.
Right.
Okay,
but
good.
Then my threshold, you know, like everyone you have, that, your threshold goes up. You know, I mean, kids don't take drugs, but if you do, work on your threshold,
don't
your
worry,
whitey threshold.
If you
have to
have
get
that
whitey every now and again. After, you know, past your teens, it don't really happen. If it does pass the teens, you don't really tell anybody about it. You just
say, exactly. Yeah, you just hide in your room. I'm just going to bed early. I've just got a report for work.
Then just be put in the corner on your own at home.
So which leads to my investigation for this week.
We do digress.
Yeah, we do digress all the time. But, you know, I want to find out from all our listeners out there. Please hit us up, hiphop@foobarradio.com on the email. Or you can tweet us @foobarradio. Mice Investigates. What's the most extreme sense of paranoia you've ever experienced or heard of? The most extreme sense of paranoia you've ever experienced.
And
or
doesn't have to be drug related either.
It don't have to be drug related. It's not always drug related. Yeah. I'm paranoid when I get on the tube. I feel like, right, people don't want to sit next to me. What, is it because I'm black?
Because it's because I'm black.
Yeah, no, I probably just smell and I don't realise.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or the bling on the forehead is just a bit too much.
Oh, that's
can't see.
Yeah.
They just don't even see the seat next to you. Just,
yeah, it's just
I didn't know there was a seat.
It's
there.
Like
I
looking at the sun.
I've always got a seat next to me and I always think, man, I should have just put my bag. Well, by the time I get off, I'm like, I bet if I put my bag there, though, people would say, excuse me, can I sit there, please?
Yeah.
I'm like, that's extreme paranoia.
Yeah, I think that is such an extreme paranoia.
Your backpack.
Yeah.
I mean, your backpack.
Yeah. So what levels
extreme
of paranoia?
Extreme paranoia. Well, I've never actually had a whitey in my life.
Is it?
What are you doing after the show?
Wow. Yeah.
I don't know,
Dowie,
you, but I thought you were taken now.
Getting a bit more. I need to take my t-shirt off now, boy. It's getting big up in here.
I was going to drop and do 20 and then come back up again.
No,
you haven't whited. Okay, let's go.
Yeah, no, but I would say the first time going camping, where, you know, and I wasn't that, I was quite old the first time going, maybe I was 12, 11. So, you know, I wasn't used to the whole sleeping outside thing. And then, you know, when you hear that little noise, you know, you're in a completely safe place.
Yeah, but
then you hear a noise and you're just like, this is it. Yeah. My life is in danger. They're coming to get me. Yeah. So it's things like that, definitely. Camping, I think, has got to be up there.
Chewbacca, you don't seem like a guy that really gets paranoid.
No, he's on it.
Yeah, it's rare. I mean, I've had one of your similar ones. I think I was probably about 16, 17, and I thought I'd do a bath bong. Which I thought would be
a
bath bomb.
Yeah, so basically fill up a bath.
That's such teenage stuff,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, no. So basically fill up a bath and you get like a 3 litre
bottle. That's like a Scottish. That's what they do in Scotland, isn't it?
What, to make the most of it?
Yeah, I remember some kids. Yeah, well, I don't know. Well, there were some kids in Scotland. They asked me. I remember they asked me if I wanted to do a bucket. And a bath bucket, and I was like, "What? I don't even know what that is."
Okay.
I thought they were taking a piss, but then they explained how it works. I was like, "Right, is that what you lot do up here?" They're like, "Yeah,
That's me, eh?"
So go ahead.
Well, it depends. So basically, we had a full bath. So we had a full bath, and you get like a 3 liter plastic bottle of Coke. You cut off the bottom. Not that I'm trying to help anyone here.
I love the information we share with
people. He's going
show.
Deep as well. Like, I'm so just basically, mentally.
Because normally it was like a litre and a half, wasn't it? Of like empty bottles or whatever. So
it's a litre and a half exact measurements. And
normally
everything.
It's a litre and a half, but this time it's 3 litre. I thought this will be fine. So basically, you fill up the whole bottle
with water.
No.
Oh, with smoke.
Yeah, so you just do normal bong, but you do it in the bath.
It's a lot
just
GL.
Did the whole lot, man. Three litres in one. I thought this would be fine because I've normally was quite hardcore. And then I forgot how to breathe. And really genuinely thought I forgot how to breathe. Like, I was breathing, but.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, I'm dying, I'm dying. Very similar. Oh my God, I'm dying, I can't breathe, man. I'm taking the air, but I'm not absorbing it.
Yeah.
And then I closed my eyes. Literally rocked myself to sleep, tried to calm myself down, say sort your shit out.
So you were fetal position. It was
just praying to
fetal position is probably the safest position. Literally you could be. Just curl up into a little baby ball and like
any religious
safety.
Figure
slowly and surely but surely. I mean, in Amsterdam when it happens to you, they bring you glucose, they bring you like sugar water, because
because
you're dehydrated, you kind of lose you lose a lot of glucose, and then that's what makes you kind of, pass out.
I didn't know that.
Really? Yeah, so you get a lot of jewels on this show. We're teaching you all the tricks
of the
trade.
So if you are going to try it for the first time, Amsterdam's pretty safe.
Yeah, exactly.
Hip on that
food
bar radio.
That's why we need
radio.
Amsterdam here, because the government could be making a lot more money out there.
Government, segue Sarah's in the house. I was going to say, the government does make people mad para these days, I swear. Theresa May has a damn bill called the spying bill.
Wow.
That was the European Bill of Human Rights, She replaced the European Bill of Rights, which protects us, kind of thing, with something called the British Bill of Rights, and people nicknamed it the Spying Bill because it basically allows her to have access to everything you do on your mobile phone, everything you do online, everything Google has to share information with their face, all that stuff. But if you're a regular listener to the show, you will have heard Segway Sarah come out with these.
Just quickly, I think if it was actually legal, smoking, I think there'd be a lot less paranoia attacks because a lot of people get para because it's illegal. So they think, oh my God, mum's going to find out. Yeah, honestly, I think if it was actually legal, I think there'd be a lot less cases of like paranoia and like mental issues.
You've done this survey in Amsterdam versus London.
Yep, I've basically been.
A randomised control trial
for the last 10 years. I've been running a commune in North Lancashire, I'll bring in the results next week. Just finishing off. I'm going to finish off next week. So
see, paranoia really can span many different extremes, from having basic whiteies as a 13-year-old in the park.
And we're talking about kids. Look, I'm going to throw it out there. This only happened about a month, maybe 2 months ago or something like that.
Oh, that story you told us before in the park when you were boy in the corner, that was only 3 months ago.
No. That was ages ago. But I'm talking about this happened to me recently. We did a gig in, I can't remember, but it was somewhere in France, right? And we had to all stay, all the artists were staying in like these kind of, houses built for the artists to stay in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chalet type things.
Say again?
Chalet type things.
But a few of the bands were mixed up in the houses. And then someone was like, here's your key. And they gave me the key, but the way they were speaking in French, and I didn't understand. And then they said, here's your key. I thought they were arguing about this shit, but I didn't know. I got my key, went to my room, and for some reason, I think I was really high as well, and I was kind of tired. But for some reason, I was like, man, it felt like someone had already been in this room, or they were in this room, no word of a lie. This is how paranoid I was. I got into bed and everything. But you, because the way it's, it must have been really hollow because you could hear dum dum. You could, I could hear noises and shit. And I was like, yeah, somebody underneath the bed, but they don't want me to see them. Ah, bro, for about 40, I ain't gonna lie.
I could just picture minutes, the TV.
Yeah, for about 40 minutes, I was like, yeah, is someone underneath the bed or not? Like, yeah, and I'm all doing, like, moving, trying to make them uncomfortable.
So, but you still were too paranoid to actually look under the bed and make sure
extreme,
confirm.
Extreme cases of paranoia. We have some emails in. What we got?
Yeah, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Send us your stories. What's the most extreme sense of paranoia you've ever experienced or heard of is what Mysac Hayes is asking. What are the people saying?
So, Justin, shout out to Justin. Justin says, hi, Mysac Hayes. For a week, I thought people at work were talking about me behind my back, gossiping and the like. Got proper tweaked by it. Never did get to the end of it. It's true. Sometimes that can happen, man.
Wow.
Like, yo, are they?
I love this investigation.
You know when you're walking past and then you're like, bro, I swear.
I'm sure they were chatting about
in my
me.
Peripheral. You I should, can you, feel the peripheral.
You should start talking about them, Justin.
Yeah, just
pick one person. Pick the weakest link. Pick the weakest link and start telling
shit. Oh, you sound like you're speaking
people.
From experience, too.
I'm just thinking if I was in their situation, you know.
Yeah.
You're going to turn the tables.
Yeah, do their nothing.
You know, I like about this investigation, hearing about when people are at this level of fear that, you know, everything's completely fine. Just like why your friends were laughing at you in the bar. Because they're like, ah, he'll get over this, but dying. This is priceless entertainment on our behalf. And what
Look
else are people saying?
It was shit like that. I know they were just laughing at, you know. Shout out to Harry. Harry says, hey, Mice, the most paranoid I have been being when I was in Glasgow a few years ago. I thought someone was trying to break into my tent and kill me. Yeah, I had a bit of smoke. Turns out it was just the wind.
Wow.
Yeah, that could
break
happen.
Into your tent.
Breaking,
I would be paranoid.
No, just unzip.
Is that unzip? That's what I'm saying.
Unzip.
Yeah.
You don't know what kind of tent he had. It might have been one of them.
One of those high-end Gucci ones. Yeah.
Back to the Gucci tent. I wonder, is there a Gucci tent?
There must be.
Of course, man.
Of course, there
must be. There's Gucci everything. You can get Gucci toothpaste. It might not be real, but shit, yeah.
Floss. Talking about toothpaste, you know what? So I remember
talking about toothpaste.
That just flashing back to when I was a kid in Hong Kong, right, man. This is like just talking about as racism as general stuff. Off topic, but the old toothpaste.
I just wanted to be racist.
I'm here with two black people, so
an old toothpaste.
Get away with it.
I was thinking about six or something. Anyway, so they had this toothpaste with like a minstrel as their logo.
Oh yeah.
It's called Darkie.
They still got it in it.
No, but they changed.
I'm sorry.
It's called Darkie.
It's so messed up. I couldn't help
but
laugh.
To go, you know, you're right though, because when they tried to be PC and they changed the name to Blackie.
Yeah, to Blackie.
Because they probably went to like the thesaurus in some 1800s dictionary or some shit.
Yeah.
And then that's what that's deep. Yeah. I wonder if it's still around.
Yeah, so
still,
what's
there's
enough
of them
it's
things
a new
still
one.
Around.
It's changed. Yeah.
What's the idea though? Why is it called like? Do they want they like? Yeah, black people
you've
have
got really
white
teeth. All of you have very nice white teeth. It's crazy. Hilarious. Sorry, yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Sorry. Anyway, we digress.
Our teeth all look the same to you lot. Yeah, I'm sure all our teeth look the same to you lot. Black people's teeth lives matter, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's another, bro. I'm sure there's stories relating to my sex question.
Yeah.
Should we play a tune quickly then? Get back into some more of your answers.
Yeah, man. All right,
I'm loving these. Remember, hit us up in the studio, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Still to come, we're going to be getting into our chat with Tame One of the Artifacts, so do not move a muscle. But right now, something brand new from the UK for you cats.
Come on, stay calm, straight bars. So cold, bro, they don't know his jokes go. The cipher stiller than a photo. Left the benchmark like an old dirty hobo. The best at it, cope. Rapping for dope reasons, a retard. Spoke, got spazzing for no reason. DBRC money, bring that guap. Get paid, chain round the neck like junkyard dog. Check it, hardcore. Flow shifter, silverback gorilla, African game killer. Vocals take shots, take out gazelles. Take you out as well, then take out your girls. All that ego, these rappers be pussyos. Bang your girls pussyos, stop acting like a pussyo. Part disbelief, part he's the chief. Part angry fan, part cool as Keith.
Yeah, the fearless a new Panani, the build of a new Ferrari. Yeah. Tsunami. I'll show you how to do this properly. Yeah. The feel of some new Panani. The build of a new
Not a black church pastor, a dreadlock rasta, God killer rapper, Italian pasta, backpack spitter, that slough town rap nigga. Bow down as my boot hit the ground, liquor. 16 killer, no kids got harmed though. The punch a punch, power punch up Ivan Drago. Stages get rocked and vacate the spot. I made them watch them pay God the guac. The best rapper, the melanin blacker. The pen is power, the skin is shabba. Black is God, African is king. Pharaohs don't fear those that don't know these things. The lanes froze up, I chase nobody. The game chose us, this ain't no hobby. The best at it, granite, concrete shit. Flow your flow can't compete with.
The feel of Sanu Panani, the build of a new Ferrari. Flow deep as a blue tsunami, I'll show you how to do this properly. The feel of Sanu Panani, the build of a new Ferrari. Flow deep as a blue tsunami, I'll show you how to do this properly.
Shout out to Appetite out here, man. Bomba Clad, man. Mush up,
Nesut Bitty Pharaoh King is the name of that track. It's produced by Appetite as well. It's available for free download on SoundCloud.
Download now.
Yes. And that was very cool. You're tuning into Fubar Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love.
Myself, Mice Diggy, a.k.a. the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. And over here, we have the voice of...
Man Like Chew, a.k.a. Don Giuliano.
A.k.a.
Julio Iglesias.
Julio Iglesias.
I do like Chewy Newton though.
Chewy
Newton's good, man. Put chuckling.
Anyway, we stop digressing and get back to this motherfucking show. You were tuned into Fubar Radio, bitches and bitchettes.
What could I say?
Guess what? There's somebody who told me about one time that for a while. All right, you know you got the three drains. Don't walk under.
Let's remind people the question, because of course every week MySac puts out an investigation. You know, we need to share the solutions for life with everyone listening to the show. So
exactly. Don't be worried, man. But what's the most extreme sense of paranoia you've ever experienced or heard of? Now I know somebody who was paranoid about wanking. He was like, man,
what, getting caught?
He felt like he'd get bad luck every time he had a wank. So he stopped wanking because he's like, man.
Shit, man, that's why I've got no money.
He's in the hotel like, man, I want to. He's like, no, I've got a flight tomorrow. I don't even want to really. You know, like that paranoid.
Well, genuinely.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, yeah, I swear everything. Think shit always goes wrong when I have a wank.
I wonder where that came from. Hey, sorry.
Hey. That's a bit deep, isn't it? That's some extreme paranoia, though.
I feel sorry for them. That's sad.
Has he learned his ways then? So is it right now?
I'm sure he does it, and he's like, fuck it, man. If I die tomorrow, I die.
But do you know when people say that on the planes, do you reckon people would do? If you know you're going down, do you reckon you would?
Just quickly knock one out.
I don't even know. All your blood will be rushing to your vital organs, bruv. You're struggling. You're going to struggle.
I like how, too, you're considering that before, like, maybe call my mom. Like, I know I'm going to die
maybe
in 3 minutes.
Crash position, that's maybe under that duress, that's when the crash position becomes position.
Wow. Okay.
You actually get there, but you need that level of fear.
Just before you...
So maybe.
Yeah, but what if... The thing is, if you get caught, and then that's it, like, you know...
Man, we all look the same to other people, man. I'll get away with it, man. Anyway, sorry.
Well,
right,
look, man, Bruce Lee with his dick in his mouth. Anyway,
yes.
I got some answers here over the digital pub. You know, I like to go over here sometimes.
Yes,
ask
place
like,
to be.
You know what I mean? Like, I said, look, mate, fucking hell. Get on down here, mate. Look, I'll give you a quick poke if you fucking sort me out a couple of inbox messages, mate, yeah? Yeah, you want to play a game or not? Like, fucking like it, mate.
If you like me, I'll give you a poke.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll poke real good.
So, Sal, shout out to Sal Wise. She's all the way in Australia.
What's she up, said, Sal Wise?
My cousin believed he influenced Obama in his decisions with regards to ISIS with the power of his mind, communicating with him through the TV. Obviously, he was not well. That's.
That's difficult. There's lots of people suffering out there. Like,
yeah,
that.
I mean, and that's a worrying thing as well. Is there's like, obviously, we've got the jokey side of things you can be paranoid, like wanking and, you know, doing charities at the wrong
getting
time
high.
Of your life. But
bath bombs, yeah.
There are people out there that have real paranoia that needs to be tended to. And I think as well, like, the problem is you can't, I don't think with those sort of people, you should just be like, hey, take these drugs for a couple years.
Hell
this will
no.
numb your brain to, you know what I mean? Like, this is the problem I think a lot of them have, is that people don't want to accept it as, okay, you the way you process the world, the way you're seeing the world, the way you're understanding it is not exactly how it is. We need to undo that and
exactly.
work from there.
There's so many lifestyle interventions before you can just, like, give someone a prescription for something. I was talking to a doctor recently who was saying they were doing this study where they proved, like, exercise is a drug. Like, 90% of cancers are caused by lifestyle.
What?
Mm. One in four adults in the UK are obese. Oh, okay. One in 20 only in South Korea are obese. So there's things. One in 20 in South Korea and one in four in the UK.
In the UK, that's crazy.
And this is purely,
that's
bad. Like, one in three kids under the age of
12. So who is it out of us? And who's the chubby chaser? Yeah.
One in three might kids be, in the UK under 12 are either overweight or obese.
Man.
You know, and if you're overweight or obese, then the likelihood of you suffering from mental health conditions later in life.
Because you're overweight.
Are increased, like, by fact. The chance of you having cardiovascular problems, cancers, all these sort of things, is all lifestyle related. So first up, you know, just doing something like exercise, you're getting endorphins going, adrenaline, you know, the blood is pumping and oxygen going around your body
pumping, bro.
Like this. Eating right, all these things definitely have an impact on how you feel, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, definitely. Eating right, you know, making sure you get the right amount. People think you don't have to, you know, if you think about back in the day, we had to
caveman
go and,
day, really.
Yeah, go and run, chasing
Proper.
Down fucking pterodactyls and shit.
Yeah, if you wanted to eat meat for dinner, you're going to do some serious exercise beforehand.
Yeah, and I think that's not really, you know, just saying that his PE lesson. You know what I mean? Like a PE lesson, like once a week or whatever.
PE.
That's not really telling you that, look, this is quite important that you're active. You know what I mean? Right. It's just saying, like, hey, if you want to do this.
Yeah,
this
will pass an hour. Yeah. Like, rather than it's like, this is actually a really important part of your life.
Man. And it's going to help your well-being, man. Like,
unless you leave your shorts at home and they make you do it in your underwear, which I've never really understood.
Well, PE, when you have to do
that,
it in your underwear.
I forgot about that. Yeah, maybe that I just erased that from my mind right as some there. Kind of coping mechanism
to,
or something.
To punish you, you're going to have to do it in your boxers.
Yeah, because you forgot your
that
kit.
That was the 80s.
Man.
That was how what life was like in the 80s. Tim Joshua, what up? He's locked into the show. He says, if you watch Black Mirror, the series, your paranoia about technology will multiply.
Wow. Yeah. The new series. Like, he ain't lying. Shout out to Tim Joshua.
I love all that, like, dystopia
Have you seen the latest
stuff.
One?
No, I'm waiting. I've been waiting to have
the latest season
right opportunity.
Has been sick.
I love
really,
it.
And it's really about, like, what he's talking about, you know, like, what Tim is saying, because a lot of it is to do with today's lifestyle, you know, the way people live today. It's like they pushes it to the, is it Charlie Brooker?
Charlie Brooker.
Extreme, man. Really cool.
I love
so,
it.
Charlie Brooker,
got Adamantium's not there.
They ran out of Connie Huck from Blue Peter.
You what?
I still find that really weird that Charlie Brooker went out of Connie Huck from
Blue
Peter.
I don't know who Connie Huck is. Oh, is she the Asian girl?
Yeah.
They're married, Adamantium
what?
Says.
Wow,
holy
they're married.
Shit, fair play.
Damn.
No, was she? Wasn't she later?
Random. Kids, no?
No, but wasn't she more like in the 2000s? Like, she wasn't in the 90s.
I don't know. I can't remember her era.
I'm trying to think the last time I watched Blue Peter.
She,
it was like 1991
Asia?
Or something.
Pakistani, I think.
Ah.
Okay. Well, yeah, get it right.
But I'm pretty sure it's Pakistani.
We're not raising from the
dinner. Yeah, exactly. Do you know what I mean?
Get
I'm
right,
start bringing up random generalisations.
You're
I'm still surprised it's called darky, because it's like, right, you'd think, I want my teeth to be dark.
I'm still surprised Chu even had the front to say that in the studio with us.
Nah, he's a brother, man. You know.
It's all good.
Yellow on the outside, black on the inside.
Damn right.
I'll kind of mix up in the middle. Anyway, shout to Gleam, man. Gleam's another, he's one of our favourite guys, man. Gleam always comes with,
what
I
up?
Knew this guy would have a proper paranoid ass.
Tell us stories from gospel,
story.
Gleam.
Let me put it out there. Gleam did tell me I should take my money out of the bank on, was it the 11th of October? I didn't do it.
What was
because,
happening then?
Well,
this year, they
were, yeah, this year we were meant to take our money out. I didn't do it, but I did funny enough find out that, you know, there's savings that are not going to have interest anymore. And that must have happened from it. So it's, whatever he was talking about, he was kind of right. I didn't have to take my money out, but now I don't get no interest on the shit. Well, so if anyone knows what bank I can, I just thought I'd put that out there.
Yeah,
that's pretty deep, isn't it? Where they're like, they send a letter saying, yeah, you're not going to earn any more interest on this money in the bank.
See, all of that. And that's what I mean, Brexit. This is the ultimate paratip for for 64 million people and beyond. Like, everyone's on a paratip right now, from Theresa May down to the greengrocer.
But check this. He says, I've had unmarked police cars sat outside my flat for a few weeks about 2 years back, and minus the coke and artillery, I've done a Tony Montana on them and pulled open my blinds.
Say
hello to he said, yeah. He goes, I pulled open my blinds and offered them out from my window. He offered them out. Wow. He said they immediately shit their pants and had to drive towards me to get away. And they panicked and turned the wrong way, and I saw the passenger had a laptop on his lap and started taking loads of photos on my phone. So I guess he started taking loads of photos off his phone. Then they quickly turned the opposite way and got off like Colin McRae.
Is an old rally driver.
Okay, thanks. I wouldn't have known that reference at all. Okay, I'm a bit concerned for you, Gleam. So just like private message us or something if you need some kind of help or legal advice.
He said he had about three witnesses on that night, and several of them already noticed people sat in the car throughout the previous 2 weeks. So I highly doubt it was me being Paz. I mean, you know, it
Paz,
could be.
I like that, Paz.
Paz, yeah. Up,
oh, but Paz
they,
is peace in Spanish.
He said, no, he said Paz'd up, as they never came back after that night. Got several photos stuck on a hard drive somewhere. Mm-mm. That sounds like some shit out of Mr. Robot. Like,
I was going to say, that's
Mr. Robot. Now I can just picture Gleam as at home, like, Scarface.
Come on, man.
Yeah,
I take all your pics.
Yeah,
because Scarface, he goes on a full-on paratip, isn't it?
He was kind of
it's justifiable.
Pablo Escobar.
Yeah.
You know, the thing, this is the worrying part is when people really look up to them dudes when it's like, yo, you fucked up though, like you're making all this money, and you because you decided to be mad greedy, like mad ultra greedy, you fucked up. You lost it all.
Well, you got paranoid.
You got paranoid, man.
You know the rules, man.
I don't know why you fuck around and get paranoid.
I told
you,
man. You don't get high on your supply, man. Okay?
hiphop@foodbarradio.com. What's the most extreme sense of paranoia you've ever experienced or heard of? What's Tom saying?
Tom is saying, one time I was paranoid walking home at night. I saw a shadow and started running away. It took me a while to realize that it was my rucksack. It looked like a person. I was sweating like a pig.
Wow.
There wasn't a honk on there. I just thought I'd add that just for Jamaica.
Okay. Yeah, it helped. Shout out to Tom. Those kind of situations, that moment when you realize you're like, oh, I hope no one actually
saw
that.
That shit happened to me as a kid. I've had some shit like that happen to me.
Yep.
I was at, my mum took me somewhere to visit, you know, a friend or like one of her friends. And we're kind of sitting at a dinner table, and next to me, to my left, is like a... you know, a cabinet, you know, like them old school 80s cabinets,
glass,
like with the glass and all that, And I can hear the kitchen is next door, and then I'm swinging on the chair, and I'm swinging, and I'm looking, trying to look through the cabinet.
It's a ghost.
Like looking through the cabinet, and I kept seeing these eyes. Every time I swung back to look, I could see these eyes looking at me. And I was like, right, who's that? My mum's like, stop swinging on the chair. You know, and I was like, yeah, all right. And then I was swinging back. I was like, who's that looking at me? When we got up to leave, I realised it was a fucking mirror in the whole cabinet thing. So I thought I was looking through into the kitchen at some other kid. He looked mad familiar. I was like, right, this kid looked mad familiar. He kept staring at me at the same time. Lo and behold, it was my fucking own reflection looking at me going, you're a dickhead.
A massive dickhead.
Mice, I think you've destroyed all of your street cred so far in the first hour.
I still do gangster shit, though. Yeah. I still do gangster
shit. And famous ass shit.
I just quit. The last time I think from watching your film, the last time I shat my load, I think I watched the Ring, like the Japanese version. I thought I'd be big.
That's what it's about, the Japanese version.
I thought I'd be clever and watch it by myself. I thought, yeah, I'd be all right. It's cool. I'm all right. I shat my freaking load. I couldn't leave my living room for about half an hour. It's horrible.
Serious?
Horrible, yeah.
You know, the other one, before I was
that
in
was
Australia.
That was last week, didn't you watch it?
Shut up.
No, but in a DJing in Australia again, and then we're having to do this long drive. And then my friend was like, oh, let's watch this film, Willow Creek. before we go on the drive. And it's the Wolf Creek, the true story of that guy who like was sabotaging the hitchhiker's car when they stopped for petrol and knew they'd break down the road and then like skinned them alive or
something.
Yeah, and then we went on this drive and we were like, why did we do that?
That was really, that is pretty
silly. Sometimes you got to go through, you know, you have to do something like that and come out the other end like,
a stronger person.
That shit. Yo, I need to change my pants, but I enjoyed that shit.
Oh, Paul, literally, LL Cool Cal, he hit us up on the Twitter. He says, Donald Trump, simply.
Wow.
And I say to that, Nigel Farage.
Oh. Okay, so who are we voting for here? I might have to investigate this next week.
Yeah.
Who are we voting for, Hillary or Trump? If you had, I mean, that's a fucked up thing to have to do. Choose between those two.
Regardless.
But if one of them was going to be your, all right, say our prime minister, or say we're American and we want one of them to be, we don't really, but we only have a choice of the two. Who would you vote for?
I'd go for the one who looks out for my best interests. shit.
Wow, so you Trump it.
You're flummoxed.
Oh, fucked, man.
You Trump it.
No, man. This skin tone? I'm going Trump.
No, Trump, I'm backing Trump all the way,
Trump
kind of
looks Chinese.
Like, you know, Trump's got that Chinese.
Even after plastic.
Yeah, he looks, from certain distances, he looks kind of Chinese when he squints.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just got to be one of those.
Everyone looks Chinese in the sun, goddammit.
So what, you Trump it as well?
Oh yeah, totally. I love him. I mean, I just respect that he's just like, you know, he just says it how it is and he
No.
Guy's a psychopath.
Yeah, it's Clinton.
Guy's a psychopath. And it's just gotta be a vote for the lesser of two evils just to ensure that the
Have any of you Googled
Trump and evil?
No. Mm-hmm. Have you Googled Clinton body count?
Wow, no. Ice tea? Nothing to do with ice tea.
Google.
Yo, this is a paranoid ass look. You've not seen the look on my face right now. Nah, someone, I saw it being mentioned and I was like, let me just see, man. I don't even know if this is right. Then I Googled Clinton body count.
Well,
and the shit I was like, what?
But this is part of being in politics. That is part of being in politics. There's one website. I'll get back to you with the actual address, but it shows you like the cost in dollars and the body count of all the wars that America are involved in right now. And it's just like the speed that you can't even read that number is so massive. You know, it's like it's kind of horrific. But you know what? We're really running out of time. Let's shout out some other people who have hit up the show.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Sam Davis. He said he had a night out in California, sunrise pills. You know what I mean? Oh, no, he said he had a night on the California sunrise pills. He's from up north, but I give him a down south. You know what I mean? Cockney accent. He's an acid mixed, he said. And literally thought he was dying. Kept looking out my bedroom window to see if I was still on earth.
Aww.
I was living with my mum at the time. Oh, this is hilarious. I was living with my mum at the time and was not... And as to not wake her when needing the toilet, I pissed in 6 empty bottle beer bottles, which were still present from before we went out.
Oh my gosh. And then woke up the next day having to deal with this situation.
I quickly filled these and was then worried that my mum was going to find me in the corner. I had scrunched up and attached myself to. The evening passed, but the beer bottles got forgotten about and remained on a shelf for about 2 weeks later.
Sorry, that was like next level. And I hope you didn't think that it was beer and then just start swigging that.
He said a mix of paranoia, piss, worry, and hallucinations.
And what about Andy? He's hit us up.
Andy said, today, actually heard people talking about the Islamification of the UK because of the acceptance of halal meat.
That's disgraceful.
I heard this word the other day. Islamification. Is that a word now?
Well, it's new English, isn't it? Because language is a constant evolution.
Yeah, but Islamification is kind of like, you know,
kind of like gentrification.
It's a bit like, all right, you know, let's try and make a word that sounds a bit stupid, but
and scary at the same time.
Yeah. It's like when they, you know, when what's the thing they do when they put two names together? Say it's like Brad J. What was it? Brangelina.
That's why I love my straight. He had no idea that it was Brangelina.
They're two different people. Why are you trying to talk about them like they're one person?
That made me feel really proud of you, Mice, that you didn't know that. And almost as proud as I felt of my sister when she was like, who's Kim Kardashian? I was crying for like a week over that.
Anyway, Alice says, my dad told me once that I was adopted. Wow. I thought at the time he was kidding, but he said, check there are no photos of you as a baby. I shrugged it off, but later I went through old photo albums and couldn't find any. Oh, shit. I was proper freaking out. Turns out he just hid all my baby pics. Prick.
Prick. You know, that's wow. Not like how Alice just was like,
that's messed up. That is messed up.
That's like, paranoia.
What flashed before? Remember last week when I told you, I thought I was, well, she wasn't here, but I had an occasion where my nipples got really, really painful. I was about 11, I was really young. Okay. And I went to the doctor and then he said to me, you're turning into a woman.
Oh, what?
And for a split second, and I bet this happened with Alice, as she was like looking through the thing going, oh shit. Like flashes of magazines going, boy, he turns into girl, boy, is really a girl. Wow. You know, all this shit, while my nipples were still hurting. And then he sat down and went, I'm only joking.
Why were you?
This is, it was just, you know, you're getting older, nipples? You're growing up. Oh. I mean, you had it before.
Crack nipples, no.
No, they just hurt. No.
They get really like, ain't you had that before?
Unless
man,
someone's
you ain't
pinching.
Even gone through, choose.
Unless someone's pinching him.
On air admitting that he hasn't gone through puberty yet, so.
Well, yeah, look at the lack of facial hair.
No, well, I mean, I don't know if it happens to anyone, but I know I'm a man now because my nipples hurt when I
is
was
is that
like
what you were told?
11 years old, yeah. That's what the doctor told me. Maybe I did turn into a girl, but it just didn't really work
or
out.
Maybe he was tweaking them.
Messed up people I just say
Alice,
messed
how old,
up.
I wonder how old Alice was as well, man, when that was a,
yeah, how old
how
were
was
you,
that
Alice?
A joke?
I know.
Alice's dad, you are
see,
an
as
arse.
An auntie, it is fun to play tricks on kids that you know are kind of harmless, okay. But mess with them. But yeah, that's kind of deep, Alice. Sorry about that, love. So who else you got, Mice?
Shout out to Grace. Grace says, I text my mum once a question. Something quite harmless, but she replied, we will talk later. I was bricking it all day until I saw her later. That's hilarious.
I wonder what it was. What was it?
I love that.
No, but just hearing that, you're like, oh shit, I'm in trouble,
fucked
boy.
Up.
Like, oh,
she's
boy.
Found the rock burn.
Yeah. Like, oh man, she's found
my
porno mag.
Yeah.
So hit us up in the studio. hiphop@foodbarradio.com is the way to reach us. Coming up later in the show, we're going to be getting into our open mic, of course. We're taking care of you until 6 p.m. But right after this, we are talking to one half of one of New Jersey's finest, Tame One. So do not move a muscle. It's FUBAR Radio.
Cosmic dust, no connection to angel. Be a game changer, don't let the game change you. Nondescript niggas gas like a no-co. I drive by the 7-7 blast at the po-po. Nigga, them shots still ringing. For dear life, some of them cops still clinging. I'm thuggish, ruggish, I move too sluggish. How could you write then recite that rubbish? Rappers, ignoramus, shit for brainius. I kill them all, murder weapons, miscellaneous. Zanius, verb slayer, Vic is a dictator. Shit on a hater, straight hit him with the fader. Somebody must have misinformed you was ill-advised, I'm the illest alive. Patru da cockro dinks intravasset. I spit gibberish and still make a profit.
Don't mean kama ufe. Da suma, da juma. Foki tama ufe. Da kuma, da zuma. Don't mean kama ufe. Da suma, da juma. Da huma, da zuma.
Cosmic dust block telescope vision. Band whack rappers with a stellar prohibition. Strike with precision. My metaphors will smash your brain like a planetary collision. You a poetry practitioner, I'm a master. I create new styles and bring the wrath to foes at their strongest, even when they weak. Matter of fact, I'm torturing somebody now as we speak. Excruciating pain, the agony of defeat. Should've listened when they told you fall back and retreat. Itachi and Jux, name brand, high price. Funky fresh friends connect with killer ground ice. Perpetual beat downs and gunfire. Spit flame like the sun fire. Perpetual beat downs and gunfire. Spit flame like the sun fire. What?
Don't mean kama ufe. Da suma, da juma. Foki tama ufe. Da kuma, da zuma. Don't mean kama ufe. Da suma, da juma. Tama bufe, da kuma, da suma.
That's Cosmic Dust. Wow. The track is Kayo Itachi.
Is oh, it? Say it properly.
say it properly. Put some respect on the name. Rooster Jokes.
Rooster Jokes.
Rooster. The place to be.
It's another banger.
Is that that's some
what
old school
shit?
What was
meant to be with the old guys in the country? What's got Last of the Summer Wine. She's one of the characters in Last of the Summer. Gum.
Here comes Rusty now. Rusty. He's got some new bars.
Spit some bars for us. That track was Cosmic Dust. The cuts are by DJ Impact, and that's from their album Meteorite, which is out right now.
Fire, son. That's that fire right there, son.
And but now it's about that time.
Fire.
It's about that time. As we're running out of crazy time, too fast. We're going to get straight into our interview. Last week we brought you one half of New Jerusalem's finest artifacts. That was Elder Sensei was chatting with us last week. If you missed that, definitely hit the website foodbarradio.com/hip-hop. What was that?
They're an arse if you missed it last week.
Yeah, and me and Chu were at the live show, which was so much fun. And it was lovely to see all the people who came out to the show. Just it was a full house, you know, for a group that we've not seen for ages. They split after their second album. But, you know, this week we're bringing you part two of the interview with Artifacts. And this is with Tame One. What? It's a little minute since we've heard from him. He's released like two albums with Artifacts, six solo albums, three mixtapes. Wow. He's worked with artists like Aesop Rock, Breeze Bruin of Juggernauts, KRS One, Mos Def, Vast Air, like, you know, these guys are, they earned their stripes, and they've put out some underground classic hip hop music, and it was just so lovely to finally see them on stage together live in London at the Jazz Cafe. And as soon as they got off the stage, I caught up with Tame One. So let's do it. It's Food Bar Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love, Mice Diggy and Chew That, and here is Tame One of Artifacts. Whoa. It's so lovely to see you. What's been happening, Tame?
Just been on the road trying to promote this tour, the Greatest Ultimate Freedom Tour with Edo and Rex and the Boston Bullies. Trying to make this show, though, so we can make recordings for the world, because there's no more labels involved, so we got to pay for these producers and studio tracks. So I'm grinding for rhyming.
And I hear that there's a new documentary and a new album on the way for us to look forward to. Tell me about it.
Nope, I shan't. All I'm going to say is stay tuned. Anybody rocking with Artifacts, stay tuned. We're back together. It's not a rumor. It's true. Tame One and Ella Sensei and DJ Chaos, we're working. We're currently recording new projects as well as touring, doing the shows and shit. But I don't want to put false information out there or have my fans thinking it's something that it's not. But we're working. It soon comes. It comes soon.
Why did the fans have to wait so long for Artifacts to reunite?
Real life shit. That stuff that didn't have nothing to do with rap. Nothing hip hop related. Real life shit. Growing up as individuals, as men, having to provide for our families. Just real life shit. Real life shit happened that didn't have nothing to do with rap. Nothing to do with hip hop. But it slowed us down, and we took some time off. I just needed. Personally, I needed a break. Being the antisocial asshole that I am, I just needed a break. I feel as though I'm blessed to be able to entertain crowds and whatnot. But I mean, I love to do it, but I'm antisocial. I'm not in the pictures. I'm not actively social media. I don't do that. I mean, I have to as an artist, but that's not my soul. I just want to be a creative vessel. I want to be inspiration to another generation. This, I have my fun. If I can inspire, if I can plant a seed to inspire the next artist to do some shit, then that's what I'm in it for.
So then, how does it feel? Do you feel daunted to be stepping back into the spotlight then?
It's fun as long as I'm accepted. You know what I mean? As long as I'm accepted. If I'm not gonna force my energy on anybody else. If you feel me, fuck with me. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel good music is good music. Good talent is good talent. If it's appreciated, then all the better.
Why does that thought even appear in your mind that if you'll be accepted or not?
Because I'm still humbled to be considered old school artist. In my mind, I'm still grinding. I'm still an underground That's my battery pack. In my mind, I'm still being accepted. I'm still trying to earn fans. I never had a top 10 radio hit. I never had a top 10 video. Artifacts was never on the top of the charts. We were always an underground underdog group. So to be accepted today, 20 some odd years later, I'm blessed to be here, that's all.
And I think you are a certified veteran in this hip hop business. Like,
thank you, mama. Thank you.
But also, that's so refreshing to hear somebody talk about being old school as, you know, that's a badge of honor. Because so often that term is thrown around almost as a diss.
Yeah, by today's standards, but I still haven't accepted it in general. Because to me, old school was everything that came before me, like Melly Mel and Flash and the early 80s groups that came out. So now to be called old school veteran is fucking me up. I'm still accepting it myself. It's blowing me up. It's crazy.
I think it's wonderful. Like, such a beautiful thing to have a 25 year legacy in hip hop. That's incredible.
I never planned on it. It's crazy. Like, I'm a hood dude. I never expected to see 18. I didn't expect to see 21. When I started rapping, if you'd have told me when I first started MCing, if you'd have told me that 25 years later the crowds would still be hype over some shit I did in 93, it's humbling. It's humbling. And I'm humbled by it. I'm not even going to try to be eloquent. I'm humbled. Fuck it.
No, but it's lovely to hear somebody who has so much respect and, yeah, being so humble. So passionate about hip-hop. I think that comes through just even from the show tonight.
It's keeping me young. I think it's keeping me young. I got grays in the whole... Listen.
Honestly, I do think hip-hop keeps people young, I swear.
It has to. It must be. It might just be Europe, I don't know. Because on the East Coast, motherfuckers look tired. But we come over here, we see the elderly on bikes and shit. Everybody's on bikes. Everybody's in the top health. And it's crazy. It's bugged out.
Give me one classic memory from the Tame One story, originated from Artifacts. Give me one snapshot from back in the day that for you is just a golden classic moment.
One? All right. When MCL Sensei first came down to the power station with Rhino CMZ Gruff from the Boss Mob, where I was recording my demos at when I first met him. Let me put it like that, when I first met El Sensei. Jay Burn Jay, a friend of ours, brought him down to the studio to record his demos, and I heard MCL rhyme for the first time. And I was like, I had songs, you know what I'm saying? I'm strong in my spot, but I heard him and he was rhyming like no one I had ever heard. So I was like, yeah, introduce myself. He knew me from my tags and all that shit and the graffiti shit. So I was like, yo, let's do some songs together. And he was like, all right, cool. And we did 1, 2, 3 joints in one day and it just, chemistry just worked. I don't know if I was looking for anything. I wasn't looking for a partner or anything, but the chemistry just worked. And I was like, yo, if me and dude team up on some superhero shit, will be unfuckwittable, and that's what happened. Just to be able to say that it was a plan that wasn't planned. It was just natural chemistry. I don't know what it is. We're two total different entities, total different, like on some Outkast shit, but together. And we found that out through the breakup when we split up. Okay, Dolo, I'm nice. Dolo, he's nice, but together we're a force not to be fucked with. So, I would have to say one of my fondest hip-hop memories was the first time I met Ella Sensei and we recorded. That was it. That's all I said. That's all I got.
That's beautiful. That's I love it.
No, you are.
No, you are. Thank you so much for giving me a minute to make sure. Because for me, I do this radio show for like the hip hop community out there, because you know it's my duty to make sure that this legacy and our story is told correctly and we get all the correct voices included, you know. Yes. And so there was no way that I wanted you guys to leave town without me at least getting a couple questions from you that I can play to the audience, seeing as you weren't able to make it through to the show live. But next time you're in town, you got to come through to the studio so then we can chill.
I'm looking forward to it. Now I found out I can actually come to London and not get locked up. Let's go. Yeah, I want to come back. Yeah, please.
So what, the next thing for us to look out for is the album then, next year?
We did a lot of features, so there might be some things that you hear before the Artifacts album drops, But yeah, look forward to it. If you're really in tune to the artifacts, then keep your ears open to whatever media source that you're getting your music from. We're, like I said, we're doing features, we're doing remixes, we're doing a lot of things. I don't know what's going to be heard first, but there's more to come. There's more to come. Like I said, I don't want to put false dates out there or transmit false hope. No. We're working. We're grinding. It's coming. There's more artifact shit coming. Yes.
Off the block, hip hop, popping my ziplock from six spots, bang like body shots to make your ribs pop. Overhand lefty to death, set up the jab you never see, cause I'm strong and I'm brown like Hennessy. Spasmatic energy flow, enemies know that I'm good in the hood like that. 20's a dro, get your food ate. I spit it every day like toothpaste, dump sticks like mushroom H. Born sick, so my life is ill. One man, Cypress Hill. Another rapper don't like his deal. Underexposed like Polaroids. Stingy with mics like saucer boards. Beef, turn your Adam's apple into applesauce. When opportunity knocks, I write rhymes to it. Ball for ball, all bets is all for R&R. Druggy fresh, Grimlock, Tyrannosaurus Rex on a Xanax. Hip-hop out from Ziploc to death. Mumra, happy summer, dumb and dumber cat. Blooper, blunder, super under, underground, about to steal your thunder. Light up things off lightning where I'm at. I'm like Raiden from Mortal Kombat. Fatality come after the dime sack. Pushing the envelope like I'm selling dope. Engaging battle, that's a hope. The only hope to be hot. Got a bat rap like Kobe got. You can jack off like sex with no biatch. Watch me light up trees like Christmas Eve. You don't even feel you kicking like you Christopher Reeves. Ease back, you know it's Lee Stack. Land of the lost, you rap with characters like the back of the sauce. My brain's half off, cause I'm halfway on. I spit quotes till every road's up in your ashtray gone. My North variety of raps can cause anxiety attacks. Break a Zanny bar in half and then crash where your party at. The younger and dumber tame winner coulda, woulda, but didn't. The wiser part of older tame soldier is the wizard. Meaning that I'm going hard with the magic. Barking with static, automatic, abracadabra. Acid tab, vocab status, poo-hoo. Teaching the booth, I'm teaching the truth. I want a Jeep and a coupe. The anti-celebrity, probably rap till I'm 70. Rick and Mortis the cordless when I quote Barry and Whitman. Socially iffy, shitty attitude iffy. I diss more raps than 50. Last man standing banging, his bag is sticky. Down. I can make a bitch a zipper come down. Mentally clusterfuck them the blushing just cause I'm around. I'm down for public displays and occasional newness. Hold your hand and snuggle when it's time for granny bloomers. Romantic with my antics, tantric, frantic. Bucket naked under the bathroom. Follow the path of rose petals through the master bedroom. Faster, I'm waiting. About to start without you masturbating. Good shot of slab or something that you should have had for a little bit. Or some off-white sticky icky jism shit.
Last cat track, Anxiety Attacks. That's
crack.
Tame. Sorry, Freudian slip there. Tame Ones and Anxiety Attacks. That was from his album Acid Tab Vocab. And that's credited as the first song about Molly.
Molly? Where's Molly from? Where does she
Molly Ringwald
reside?
In everyone's hearts at the weekends. But yeah, that was our interview with Tame One Artifacts. And to me, it was just so lovely to hear him speaking from the heart there, man. And proper G's up in this business. So if you missed any of that, definitely go to the website foodbarradio.com/hip-hop and check it out.
I'll tell you what, it's really cool hearing like these guys feeling so humbled about people loving their music for, you know, 20, when he's talking about 20 years and I'm still, you know,
people
he's,
know who
he's,
I am, yeah,
yeah, he still feels like he's trying to get himself to a level, you know, like he was saying, I haven't had no hits, I haven't had no top tens,
no,
yeah, yeah, or whatnot, but he's, you know, to have so many people around the world influenced by what he's done 20 definitely. Years ago.
I loved it.
It's really cool to hear that, man.
Honestly, and I was like, as he was saying it, I was like, oh. Smiling on things, but no,
thug
that was
tears.
That was
like
just
a tap.
Yo.
But yeah, so definitely check it out. And if you last week we were speaking to Elder Sensei, the other half of Artifacts as well, you know they're going to be hitting us up with the new music as soon as they have it. So it's all about staying locked to FUBAR Radio every Monday with myself, Sarah Love,
and myself, Mice Diggy, aka the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. We got special guest
myself, Chew to the Debt, Chusifer.
And we are joined by one of our open mic guests for this evening.
Hello.
Lady Indigo.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
You good?
Yes, yeah, nice
right,
to be
so
here.
We're ready to hear what's going on today.
So who are you, Lady Indigo?
Oh my God.
Who for art thou?
I know, right?
This is the first
I
time we meet.
Singer,
so
rapper.
I need to get familiarized.
I sing. I'm a singer. Singer-songwriter.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I play with production a little bit. I'm a mom. All that
wicked.
Kind of stuff. I try and blend everything in. Yeah.
And
how long have you been singing for? Sorry.
Oh my gosh. So say on and off, about 12 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
So you got experience.
Yeah, I have some.
Yeah.
I have a little.
Singing's not easy, man. Like,
no.
I tried that shit. I was like, boy, I ain't even. Yeah, you need to. If you can't get the notes, like if you can't think it and then sing it, right? Well, you need to do lessons, innit?
Yeah, pretty
and
much.
And people don't realize how hard that shit is.
Yeah, it's an effort sometimes. I mean, I sing often, so it helps.
Mm.
And I try not to put too much pressure on myself, you know, just allow it to come.
And what was the first sort of style of music you were sort of introduced to?
Oh, my gosh. Roots, disco, Afrobeat, but, you know, like...
Yeah, throwback.
Way back.
Afrobeat, not Afrobeat.
Before it got, like,
Afrobeat.
Before it got to that,
there's a difference. Yeah. There's a Z at the end. It's having an S. Some pronounce the S, some pronounce the Z.
No, my mum's record collection was really vast, so she used to play, like, a mad array of tunes. Like, I discovered Bonefugs through my mum, basically.
Serious?
Jungle through my mum.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
your mum sounds cool, but...
Yeah, she's
has she still got records? Is she selling it?
She does. She wants to be buried with them. Like, no, yeah. That's not part of the will. Like, it's like that. Everyone's put a claim on them. They're like,
people know, innit? People know, like, yo, them shit's going to be worth money, boy.
Yeah, they're not worth anything. It's just old plastic, old vinyl. No one wants that.
My uncle tries it. My uncle tries it. slips out a few.
And so what are your links to the hip-hop world then?
So I've always loved hip-hop. I didn't really know how much until probably the last couple of years. And because, like, I would work with a lot of rappers and things like this back in the day. Like, I was part of a collective called Empire South. Shout-outs, from a long time. So, yeah, I have tracks with Phoenix the Ice Fire. I don't know if you're familiar with him.
Yeah, we know Phoenix.
Yeah, so I'm releasing a new project with him soon. We've got something dropping on my mixtape, which will be coming out in December, hopefully. We'll see how it goes. We're working on it now. So, with him, I've worked with Jay the X, Mikel Amin as well. I don't know if you're familiar with him. He's dropped something fire.
Nope.
Out right now. He's got a new track called Human. So check him out on YouTube and iTunes, whatever. He's on there.
And then in terms of, like, hip-hop that you listen to now, other than Bonefugs and Harmony?
I know, I'm still rinsing them. J. Cole, I really love Childish Gambino. I really love a lot of old stuff. I still love a lot of root stuff. Slum Village.
A nice cross-section of artists there. So looking forward to hearing how that...
Yeah, I don't know the words, but I know.
You know, the tune.
So speaking of Childish Gambino, have you seen his new show, Atlanta?
Yes, I've rinsed the whole thing. It's jokes.
It's
like,
hilarious,
isn't it? I love it.
I was surprised
so
at how
odd.
Funny it would be, man. Like, it's different.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, you can relate to it. He plays like a rapper's manager, like a manager, you know, artist manager or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's just... but he's... trying to find his feet at the moment, you know. It's only like 8 episodes into it or something, but it's really good, man.
It's
check
really
that out.
Short
Atlanta.
And it's really odd, and I love the fact that it's so relatable.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, we have
in the music world,
and,
yeah.
you know, lows as well as artists or what have you. So the fact that he's struggling, he's still trying to find his way and still having to deal with like these emotional dynamics with his, you know,
with his girl, his baby mother,
all of that, how his parents see him, all of that kind of things there. But he's still really fixated on his thing. So yeah, I can relate.
Very cool. So we have Indigo in the house. You're going to take part in the open mic for us coming up in a hot moment. We still have another MC to bring through to the studio as well. And before that, I'm going to play you a track from Children of Zeus featuring one of my favourite singers out of the UK. You like a bit of Karen Wheeler?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Cool. But first, let's play some of these bills coming up next. We're getting into our open mic. It's FUBAR.
FUBAR Radio presents
Harriet Rose. AM Sniper, how's it going?
Working with Wiley, he's probably one of the most professional artists I've ever collaborated with. Man's a boss in it, so man's not going to be treated in a certain way by people. People respect me because I respect them. The way that Wiley worked with me, like he shows up at the video, he delivers the verses. I've worked with people that are a lot slower and unprofessional than him, and yeah, fuck them.
Every Thursday,
Harriet Rose,
from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Smoochie in the backseat, I felt that heat. For you alone, I'd probably take a bullet to save her from it. Just for you, I'm on it, giving it to them out whether they want it. That's a fact too, isn't her matching tracksuit. Say yo, I'm that cute, I'll let you take the last draw of the last suit.
For you alone, I cut the keys to my home. I leave you flowers on the note. I wrote the password to my phone. Never ask, never want, forever my one and only. Every picture that you post, I comment four, fire emojis. Trust is deep, even if you think it's casual. I stay awake at night, just so you can sleep diagonal. Beauty meet, that's rough. You and me, that's us. True indeed, what you need, that's love.
Here first, Children of Zeus.
Yeah, remember where you heard it first, bitches and bitchettes.
You Were Alone, the remix featuring Karen Wheeler, and that is available for a free download as well. So go check the guys out, they're doing a
free
lot of
download,
really cool
you know.
Work. You know what I'm saying?
Most people are like, nah, bruv, that's Karen Wheeler on there. You've got to pay £5.
You can do a donation. You can do a donation.
Shout out to Children of Zeus, man. That track's banging.
Yes, and they just put out another new track as well called I Want You. That's some proper baby making music. So go and check it out. This is FUBAR, it's Sarah Love.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, so much to fit in before the end of the show. We always promised to bring you a party guide, and then we never managed to do it because too much is happening. But definitely check out Crates Is Back. That's this Friday, 4th of November, with DJ Devastate as his party. And that's free! $3.99 at Green Rooms. This Friday, Green Rooms, and we're green, baby. Wow. Also on Friday, you've got Living Proof. It's their 9th birthday party, and that's going to be hosted by Iron Braids. You've got Beardy Man. He's at Electric Ballroom on Friday as well. No Long Ting, that's with Billy Business of Enforcers, Bunny Bread, A Jazz Refresh. That's at Pop in Brixton. That's on
Adam
Saturday.
Rock. Shout out to Adam Rock,
and yes, and Adam Rock too. And G Bag and All of a Sudden are going to be performing at Higher Learning at the Bird's Nest this Sunday, the 6th of November.
Shout out to G Bag. Sow the seed as well for the Beatbox UK Championships coming up in the 18th, I think, of November. Beatbox Collective going to be there. All our boys, Basics, Zany, Ballsy, all of them. So, yeah.
Bellatrix.
Bellatrix, let's go.
But right now, we're joined by our second MC. Gosh, it's like, now I'm feeling better, because before it was, I was outnumbered by the boys,
whole,
as usual.
Testosterone up in here.
Yeah, but...
You came and balanced it out.
Exactly. So we're taking over. And we're joined in the studio now by Holly Flow Lightly, love.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on, guys. I'm excited. I've been living in Bristol at the moment. I just rushed down to London for the week, so I was really gassed that you were able to fit me on.
Oh, serious?
Cool. I love your show.
Are you doing some work while you're down here? Or what's the...
What do you mean by work, exactly?
Well, music, you know.
Oh, yeah, music, absolutely, yeah.
What do
Holly
looks
worried
work?
Like she was about to get incriminated there or something.
I would work here.
That was that extreme paranoia kicking in right there.
Yeah, we've been discussing extreme paranoia today.
Yeah, actually, I'm a part of a bad girl baseline collective, as I like to say, called Bitch Please.
Okay.
Bitch Please.
Bitch Please.
You have to say that.
Yeah, it's me,
it sounds
Serotonin.
Like it needs us.
Indeed, yeah. And Lucinda, and so we're on another radio show, which I might not mention, just in case it's not allowed.
Yeah, forget them.
Well,
no one cares
you
about them.
Have said
that.
Radio
station,
you know,
you
fact,
don't listen to
that's
any
the interviews
other,
over
yeah.
there. Just the fact that you even mentioned that.
Yeah, snatch that mic off, Holly. You're not coming back here again.
Foobar's the only place to tune in.
Exactly. I know this is the only station you listen to. But for those who aren't familiar, tune in. Well, brother Chew in the studio. But yes, how familiarise people with what you do, because you kind of cover a few different bases, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm what you might call a triple threat. Not really.
Yes.
it's my fighting talk. So I'm Holly Flow Lightly. I'm a rapper and singer. Started off doing poetry, then realised that rap's way cooler. Part of my Bitch Please collective as well. Just moved up to Bristol working with Sicker Records. We've got my EP, plug, called A Pair of Teeth. It's out on the 17th of November. So we've got a launch party at Blue Mountain. Nasty Boys playing as well. Should be a good one. And I'm working with a band called Third Degree Burns. I don't know if you know them.
Nope.
They've done a song with Eva
Burns.
And Rez.
I like the name.
Yeah, okay. So we're doing a band. We had a gig at Hootenanny's the other week. That was fun.
Why is rapping cooler than poetry?
good question.
Set the cat amongst the pigeons.
Just get to wear like flat caps.
You can't do that in poetry. They don't allow
no,
it.
They don't.
Yes,
like
you
that.
Can. You can wear a flat
it's
cap.
It's less dramatic pauses.
Yeah.
That's true. The dramatic pause though is quite handy when you got something.
Can't remember your bars, yeah.
Yeah. That's true, man. If you can't remember the next line, you're like, dramatic pause for a second. Yeah. What the fuck was I thinking again? Yeah. You can go through the last two lines just to get you back on.
Yeah, just look into the distance.
And everyone's just like, oh, wow,
God,
so compelling.
They so do that,
yeah. And then they click the fingers like that.
That's what amazes me. They could be reading the ingredients on Tabasco sauce, but like with enough pauses, you can make it sound.
It's all about the delivery. Yeah. Compelling. That's not a word you hear people use when they're talking about rappers, is it?
You know, that's how I roll,
depends
man. I
language.
Use big words every now and again. You know what I mean? With more than three syllables in there. That's how I roll. When I'm on the air, I don't know what it is. I just get all professional and saying stuff that's
digressing.
Malignant.
What other big words can you think of?
Well, bare big words like illusion.
Because.
Just
that's
bare
a lot
big
of
words
in because.
Bro, in road signs, you don't really, when you're chatting to the man, you don't really have to use all bare difference like syllables. So like when you know what I mean, but when I'm on air, I'll just say all kind of flamboyant shit. You know, flamboyant. Give me a clap for saying flamboyant.
Click.
Sorry, right, I got a bit carried away in it. So Holly, when you made the switch from with poetry, were you rhyming all the time or were you not? Were you just like doing the poetic thing where it's like, I don't have to rhyme on this
shit?
No,
that's pure laziness. I was always rhyming.
So you was always rhyming?
Yeah.
So then when you made the transition, did you find it hard to like, then now I've got to do it to a beat? Was that like something you had to gradually get used to, do you reckon?
I guess, yeah. It did take a bit of practice to improve the rhythm on that one.
Yeah.
But it was funny though, when I was doing Spoken Word Poetry, I was actually in Spain, in Barcelona, and I'd go to poetry slams and all the guys would be writing poems about the revolution and everything in Catalan, and then I'd be there in English being like, this is how I feel inside.
So what was your poetry
like? 2 out of 10.
Was your poetry like, was it like a, you know, internal?
Completely self-evolved, like broken heart, love sort of stuff.
All right.
Yeah. Nice.
Oh dear, we better get the raincoats out. Yeah, I see you're suffering from winter, girl. You got a wind sheeter on.
Oh yeah, Don May just
in case. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you never know what the weather will do.
You never know, man. Yeah, especially from here to Bristol, that you're gonna go through all kind of different seasons as well. Like,
that is true.
Yeah. So.
Well, that's pretty summery today.
It was very summery today. It's kind of tripped me up,
man.
A bit.
I definitely, I messed up. I brought, you know what I mean? I brought long johns just in case. I had it in the backpack though, so no one knows what's in your backpack, you know what I mean? If you got a man bag, we kind of guess what? There's only a few different things you can fit in a man bag. But when you you know, you probably got
if
you got a man bag, you probably got hand cream. I don't have a man bag, so I don't really know, but this is what I guess is in my paranoia. Yeah. I'm gonna blame this on paranoia. I think they've got hand cream.
Yeah.
I think
okay,
they have hand sanitizer.
Check. Okay.
Yeah. And then.
Oh, she's checking his man bag to confirm. He's revealing the hand cream.
Does. Wow.
Lip balm. That's
it. Yeah, but at least he's got it in a backpack.
It looks like posh stuff as well.
Wow, you got some really. That's some high end shit right there, bro. Yeah, okay. I just want to cream it in between parts of my fingers.
Just a little bit there. It's expensive.
Jesus, man. Dan, put that away anyway, man. We're not getting endorsed by them.
I'm going to ask my man bag in the rucksack so that way no one knows. You're right.
That's how your hands look so young.
Covert.
Anyway, man, let's get into this open mic.
Well, first, we're going to play a tune and then we're going to set the open mic off while we set up our cameraman and all that good stuff. We're joined by Indigo. Holly Flow Lightly in the studio. I think this is the first time we've had an entirely female open mic, in fact. So this is all quite exciting. It's Smooth Bar Radio.
Tits on the mic.
So we're taking care of you until 6. Don't go anywhere because we're about to get into this open mic.
Perfect time for a stranger.
Seeing as it's Mara Munch's birthday today, everyone's got to give themselves a stranger tonight.
Quick shout out to Luke as well for tuning in. Nice one, bro.
Yeah, shout out to Luke.
What's up, Luke, and everybody else locked into the show. But let's play you this brand new Ali Shaheed Muhammad again for you before we get into our open mic right next.
Yo, Sway, man, I can't even describe it, man. The situation was crazy, bruh. If I was a gorilla, I would say it was bananas, B. For real, the man just took over the whole situation, God. Listen, man, it is what it is. Can't understand a man if you ain't live what he lived. Coaches in the crib and got no food up in the fridge. Plus the crime running rampant and it's screwing up the kids. Sway, man, what kind of paradise is this? I just want my 40 acres and some cash on the wrist. But these snakes is trying to gather in the pit where you get the cotton now, plucking ashes off the clip. Off the rip, now a challenger exists. Any bulletproof shoot, what kind of caliber is this? Got thugs in the store with the barrel on your lips, saying nifty out the drill before you pound you with the grip, Lord. Who the call when no one obeys the law? And there ain't no Iron Man that can come and save us all. Power to the people and Luke Cage the cause. And the cops got it wrong, we don't think Cage involved. Look, dog, a hero never had one. Already took Malcolm and Martin, this is the last one. I beg your pardon, somebody pulling a fast one. Now we got a hero for hiring, he a black one. And bullet hole hoodies is the fashion. We in Harlem's paradise, Delicat done. That I'm about to trade the mic for a magnum. Give up my life for Trayvon to have one. Yeah, cause this is bulletproof love. And you already know what a bulletproof does. So you can take it from a bulletproof thug. The hood got his back, dog, bulletproof love. The blood thicker than mud. And who am I to judge if you get a gun in the club? Cause you already know what a bulletproof does. When the hood got your back, dog, bulletproof loves. Yeah, shout out to Pop, R.I.P. my brother. The streets is crazy nowadays. People say we don't need another hero, but now we got one. Whether you like it or not, Luke Cage, please believe it, sir. The streets got your back. You already bulletproof love, baby.
Year take one out of facts, chilling with my Stiggy and Sarah Love. You heard? Fresh off the stage, London Love, here to Jers and back. Boston and beyond, you heard? The greatest ultimate freedom tour 2016. Yeah, come on!
Come on!
Dirty Jersey. Mm-hmm. He's got that. His voice is like that sort of old school Jersey shit, boy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You got the naughty headed niggas in the house.
That was the sounds of Tame One. He was the guest this week on the show. So if you missed that interview, Tame One Artifacts, listen back. FubarRadio.com/hiphop is the web place to go. But the tune you just heard is from the Luke Cage series soundtrack. So check it out. Features Method Man on that one.
I love it.
Yeah, you see, because Meth, you know the bit where he does the acapella, no spoilers, but you know.
Yeah.
Adamantium, man, you're sleeping. Don't sleep on it, bro.
I'm sleeping too. Man. But you know what? Let's get into this open mic.
Yeah, let's do this.
To run out of time as we normally do. And we are joined by two fine MCs for
Indigo.
Sorry, vocalists. Thanks, babe. Is that okay? Holly Flow Lightly and Indigo are in the house. Yeah. And we have beats this week provided by Pandemonium too. Pandemonium, this is the FUBAR Radio open mic. All let's right. do it.
Holly Flow Lightly, you're gonna say it over us.
This is Holly Flow, representing Sicker Records. Parity EP out soon. Can you hear me now? Oh yeah, give us some of that sweet stuff.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's kick it off right now. Oh boy.
I feel fragility, stand in a stance of instability. The sound that babe is plain to see, that a thousand lies will set her free. A Chinese whisper told twice and not believed, overheard by wise men and then stolen by a group of thieves. You know I'm fickle like a jar of pickled pickles. I tried to solve the riddle, props the man who plays the fiddle. In his set I skipped the middle, went right to the end. Lulled out by a friend but ended up in a dead end. Chilling on a T-junction, running at the wrong function. I run from the man and now I'm hiding from the humdrum. I can't say I'm proud of all the women I've become. Like I lost my dad, but then at least I got my mum. Well, she planned her life, it was a far cry. Double crossed her alibi, stuck a needle in his eye and hoped he'd die a heavy sigh. As you contemplate the reasons why, the inherent gene inside of why you choose to be blind, I tell him fun that, cause I'm more trouble than I'm worth. Running with a deadly curse and always empty in my purse. It's upside down, I run around and date the Joker and the clown. Everything's been spooky since landing here in Bristol Town.
When we try, we try. Every day is a fight, but we make life. Cause that's how we got this thing. We got wings, heart, beauty, and art. Woman, woman. It's nice in a male dominated space, showing no face.
Yeah.
I'm proud, I'm honored to share this time with you. Thank you for inviting me. You and you and you. Hope you're enjoying it back home too. I can't rap, so I just do what I like. What I like.
Yeah. We love it.
I don't spit, but I love this rap shit just a little bit too much.
My frontal lobe hurts and bursts. Said curse since birth, talking to myself and with my sanity I flirt. Submerged head first into another dimension. Ascension to when this world's too many to mention. Cause I took a trip to see the Chang'an man. Took me to another place, you're faster than anyone can. Geometrical patterns that you could never imagine. I was flying around Saturn, but now I'm chilling in Clapton. I know it like I'm knowing that your freestyle is rehearsed. And I'm flowing like I've got some kind of unquenchable thirst. Flowing cause I know the only certainties are hers. Spit it cause I know the devil wears suits and shirts. My thoughts disperse quicker than an ash to earth. Thought this would be better, but it's definitely worse. I'm weighed down by the fear, not the the cash in my purse. I better get my shit together, gotta make this music work. I never met another brat who does what I do. Why did you think that you were some kind of disciple? For Matthew 17 and Michael 3:42 says don't be a c-. I think it was talking about you. Get back in the kitchen, yeah, I'll get back in the kitchen. I'll get a blunt knife in fashion and stick it in your 4 inches. Maybe you'll shut up and listen. Hear you screaming the distance. You hear them whispering about how they could sign their petition. Make decisions like coffee in an instant. Give me advice, but you know I never listen. Treading water, see the land in the distance. Drowning in questions regarding existence. They say the game, how it's all about persistence. And every day coming up against resistance. Snakes in the grass, hits. So bait, are you fishing? I fucked up all the kissing, man. The music is my mission.
Blowing lightly right there, boy. Jeez. Yo, Indigo. Bless us. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Food Bar Radio. Open mic right here. Let's go.
Here comes the underrated, highly anticipated. Come on, I'll show you where the pearly gates are situated. I grind the cheese and sure my soul won't get too shed degraded. And we ain't forced to make it, but bros get bare frustrated faking it. Breaking it in, businessmen ain't never your friend. Talk to you once, I'll tell you again. Look inside the box, you are not trapped in, captain. Free but you feature the pen. Petrol cycle never does end. Who makes the money selling? They concerned with a trend. Everything that they do is pretend. All the money you free then. Losing man a week in his 17, all fake government trend. Farm to defend, you student, think we got a problem. Yeah, lot of people got a problem. Why must surround them with something to stop them? Think of a solution just to plot them. Gay guy folks out there, I'm from them. Now this ain't terrorism, and you can check my diction. I'll just oppose the government, so I'll fucking diss them. Change your mind in an instant if you just shut up and listen. Unless you're boggled by the BB propaganda vision.
One's better than the next one, nah. You gotta come better than that vicar. Gotta be and stay aware. Listen, I try to tell my people, but my peoples don't care. It breaks my heart to see you have chop,
Hey, it's the go up in there, boy.
Yo.
MCs, man, if you want to get on here, do remember, send some music, send a video or send some music to hiphop@foobarradio.com with open mic in the subject. All you producers out there, if you want to get on here like Pandemonium, just make sure you hit us up, hiphop@foobarradio. 1 minute snippets, maybe 4 beats, just a 1 minute snippet. Attach it to that email and make sure it says open mic beat in the subject. Holly Flow Lightly.
Yes.
Hey, you got one more for us. You got some more for us. Come, we go. Let's do this. This is crazy.
Holly.
Hey.
Asking for the answers when you don't know what the question is. Pressure cooker, smart intention flips, and then you slip with this glitter spliff. Before I split her lip with iron fish, she who shows her hate with gifts vibrates down on a lower drifters. Fucked up ish, coming out from my esophagus. And when we were kids, I guess it's both within unconsciousness. Now look what you did. Spend all your money on the platypus. You hold up for apocalypse, but forgot about your competence. Got more vicious cycles than the Tour de France. I need peace like a baby sleeping in a mother's arms. But I'm paralyzed like too much K. Charmer can't dance. Was basking in the ambience when someone called an ambulance. That's why I never ask. You got retarded from the start. Prescribed myself with art and studied tablets of a cup. Every time I take a charge, a grave reminder of the valve in my heart. Reliving scenes from the past, the same mask. I got £1.50 and a shadow to fit me. See, I've been running running from the darkness, switching bases like gypsies. It means they miss me, getting pissed with psychedelic pixies. She said don't twist me, did we? Lips we love came quickly. In reality, we got betwixt and between. I spent my days sorting my life out, getting mashed up and madly. No wise man never said to me, he smoked his trees to roots of his dreams. Although he cooked his fears with feet as soulful black as sees a place above, where blood begets love. People show appreciation on precise dates, we purchase stuff. Let's get a mortgage and give all your passions up. Radiate your brain so they can fill it up with fluff. You see, our country's built on funds that you really mustn't trust. Love it is a must, and that is what I hold above. I'd like to say a special thank you to my Stiggy and Sarah Love.
I'm having a well good time.
You have been in tune to Indigo, Holly Flow Lightly, right here on the Fubar Radio Hip Hop Show, open mic. Myself, Mike Stiggy, DJ Sarah Love, our guest host, Chewbacca.
Chewbacca.
Ladies, how can we get hold of you? People want to hear more from you guys. How do we get hold of you? What are your apps, your Twitters, your memes, whatever they call it these days?
So I'm on Facebook, Indigo Music, and I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Indigo528. Also got my debut project on Bandcamp, so that's Love Is Where You Are.
It's out now.
Yes. Yeah, that's out. That's been out since 2011. So that's okay. Love Is Where You Are on Bandcamp. And yeah, so just look on Global Faction. I've got some stuff on there.
Oh, you got videos with Global Faction?
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, they hosted my first video, actually.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah, so I did that with Ams.
Yeah. They're not tight, man. Holly Flow Lightly, how can we get hold of you?
You can just type in Holly Flow Lightly to YouTube, and you should be able to find me on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, etc. And the EP Aperitif is out in a couple weeks.
Aperitif?
Yes. It's because the album is Breakfast Epiphanies.
That's a big word that I don't know what that means. So I'm going to go look in dictionary.com, see what epiphany means.
Because
I thought to myself, I had this feeling something was going on. You get that? Hey, so embarrassing moments. What am I talking about? Extreme moments of paranoia. Have you guys ever had any that you could share with us? A moment where you were like,
shit. Yeah.
And then after you was like, oh fuck, I was high.
Reaction from Indigo sounded very telling.
Yeah, I smoked too much back in the day, and I smoked something that looked like a flipping marker pen, like it was that fluorescent.
No, what?
And someone said, don't touch
a marker pen.
It was bright.
Oh,
like
Jesus
it was almost
Christ.
Fluorescent. So what I smoked
that?
It and I could hear chanting, I couldn't breathe.
Wow.
Should I be saying this on radio?
People you should have had
one.
We're trying to share with
people like you shouldn't, don't do drugs, and if you do, make sure you have a cup of glucose next to you,
because I heard
that's good friends as well. Maybe have a masseuse there.
So coming out of today's investigation, it's basically holistic, avoid Theresa May and avoid bath bombs.
Yeah, bath bombs are a bit dangerous.
And
Don't ask what is that?
Adventurous stuff.
You ain't gonna know where you are. Like the next day, you're like, yo, what the fuck is going on here, man? I'm butt naked, hanging off a cathedral needle.
I can't relate.
Anyway.
But if you missed anything from today's show, hit up the website foobarradio.com/hiphop. We bought you another bag of goodies. Thank you so much, Indigo and Holly Flow Lightly, for rocking the open mic for us this week. Of course, we had a wonderful interview with the lovely Tame One at Artifacts. If you missed that, listen back again. All of our shows are up there online. Shouts to Pandemonium, who provided this week's beat for the open mic. Remember, if you want your beats on the open mic, or if you want to spit on the mic, hit us up at hiphop@foodbarradio.com with your info and everything. And next week on the show, more goodies galore. We have an interview with one of Boston's greats, Ed OG.
Jesus, man. You gotta keep getting these treats.
You know what I'm saying? So make sure. sure you tune in every Monday, 4 till 6pm. It's all about hip-hop right here on Foo Bar Radio.
Thank you to our special guest, Chu.
Hey, it's been a pleasure as always.
As always, man. Good to
have
you.
Lucky I might even grace you with my presence next week if you play your cards right.
Welcome anytime.
You're damn right.
Our castle is your castle.
That's right.
Wherever it goes. Yeah. Did you like my accent there as well?
Our castle, mate. Our castle.
Your castle.
Our castle.
It's all right, mate. Everything's all right.
So make sure you join us for all that goodness. Up next on Foo Bar, it's our friends, Badge and Friendship, taking
You're
care
damn
of you.
Right. Have a good week. And we want to give a special shout out to all the strippers out there who suffer from, you know, perspiration that believe they should use. Because apparently, if you drop your phone in the toilet, you should probably put it in like a bucket of rice, yes, and that will dry it up. So shout out to all the strippers that believe putting rice under their armpits, under their titties, might help soak up all that perspiration. They got a strip club smelling like a Thai restaurant. Wow. We love you guys.
We Good love night. You too. And Rick James loves you too.
Unity's what's missing. Dance every now and then. A little honesty and trust among us. A little love and harmony. And there'll surely be some unity. Unity.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.